This is Bigger Pockets Daily, where I read evergreen articles on real estate investing so you can still learn while you're on the go. If you just found the show on this Wednesday, welcome. And please tap the subscribe button so you'll get these automatically delivered to you every day, including weekends. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break. Managing your finances used to be a pain. It was either useless apps or overcomplicated spreadsheets. Ugh. But now, with Monarch Money, managing your money is easier than ever. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/bigger. Unlike other personal finance apps, Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it easy to set up, customize, and use. You can even collaborate with your partner, family, or financial advisor at no extra cost to get a joint view of all your finances. Customize your dashboard, notifications, and budgets with a tap. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show right here will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/bigger. That's monarchmoney.com/bigger for your extended 30-day free trial. Meet Rent App, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, Rent App uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. Rent App setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say Rent App is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. Rent App, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. Now is the best time to invest in student housing. Here's Why by Ryan Shaw. As COVID-19 hit the United States, many states started imposing eviction moratoriums. Some of these stated that landlords couldn't evict tenants even when they stopped paying rent. These tenants shouldn't be evicted simply because they lost their job and have an increasingly dwindling emergency fund. What we have also seen is that even many commercial properties, such as large malls and apartments, started having tenants who couldn't pay rent. I actually had several colleagues who purchased apartments or single-family homes who are struggling with this very problem right now. With all the unpaid rent, is now a good time to invest in real estate? My answer is a resounding yes. The most obvious reason you should invest now is the historically low interest rates that resulted from the Federal Reserve's stimulus efforts. By locking in a low interest rate, you're literally saving yourself thousands on your mortgage. Let's just say you put 20% down on a $300,000 house. If you were to get a 2.5% interest rate versus a 4% interest rate, you would save $197.50 per month in interest payments, which is $2,370 per year. Over 10 years, that's $23,700 saved. The second reason why now is the best time to invest is that real estate is a time game. If you ask any real estate investor what their biggest regret is, it's almost always along the lines of, "I wish I had bought more properties earlier when I was younger." Why is time so important in real estate? Real estate builds wealth in three ways. Appreciation. This is the steady increase in the home's value over time. We've all heard the story about how a young real estate investor bought properties a long time ago in an up-and-coming area or even in a big city, and 20 years later, they're a multimillionaire because they held on to them. That's because appreciation is the biggest wealth builder for most real estate investors. Rent increases. In most markets, you can increase the rent as wages go up to keep up with inflation. While your mortgage monthly payment stays the same, each payment will get easier and easier to pay off over time because your rental income and cash flow go up. Tax benefits and depreciation. Real estate is one of the biggest tax-advantaged vehicles to invest in. Not only can you deduct nearly all expenses incurred on the property, you can also deduct phantom money, known in the real estate world as depreciation. Basically, the IRS acknowledges that properties have wear and tear, so they take the purchase price, subtract out the land value, and whatever is left is divided by 27.5 years. This is considered the useful life of a residential property. This annual depreciation can be deducted each year as a loss against the rental income you generate. Now that we've talked about the general benefits of real estate investing, let's dive into my niche. How I built a six-figure rental portfolio in less than 3 hours a week. No, it's not because I got lucky. In fact, you probably don't want to go to Vegas with me because I'll lose all your money. Instead, I invest in a market that's eviction-proof, highly profitable, and scalable. And that's the student housing market. Most real estate investors are leaving half their cash on the table by only renting out a single unit. If I had rented one of my single-family homes as one unit, I would only get $1,419 per month as of March 2021. Instead, I added two extra bedrooms to make it a five-bedroom house and charge an average of $620 per bedroom to make $3,100 per month instead. So I more than doubled my rental income in each of my rentals. I purchased one rental each year, and after just 4 years, I now own four rentals, making $10,755 per month in rental income. Not only that, but I was able to do this while working as a busy full-time pharmacist. Now, before you go, whoa, you mean you rent to those partying college kids? I've never had to keep security deposits due to tenant-inflicted house damage in the 5 years I've been investing. How to invest in student housing. I'll break it down into three steps. Step one, choose the right college. You can filter out a lot of the party-type tenants by simply choosing the right college. Focus on colleges that are prestigious and academically the cream of the crop, where you'll likely need a near 4.0 GPA just to even be considered. Most of the students will be serious about their academics and degree. Step two, choose the right deal. You need to choose a house that's not too expensive, but has the ability to add extra bedrooms to bolster your cash flow. Make sure there's enough market demand to charge the prices you wish to charge, and make sure you purchase in close proximity to the university. Step three, choose the right tenants. Usually, it's the parents paying the rent, so you never have to worry about unpaid rent. No parent would risk their child being evicted from where they're staying during college if they can help it. But you do need to screen the student tenants and choose the right type. I focus on picking students in professional schools such as medicine, pharmacy, dentistry, or nursing. That way they usually have matured and need to study hard to get their professional degree because those classes are tough. I've also found that law, engineering, and computer science students work out well. I look through their social media for any smoking, drugs, alcohol, or party pictures. This ensures you find responsible tenants that will really take care of your house. How I have 100% occupancy with paying tenants during COVID-19. Now, the biggest question you're probably asking right now is, with COVID-19 going on and classes moving online, how are you getting student tenants? In fact, I'm at 100% occupancy for my 17 bedrooms. There are actually three big reasons why housing near universities is in high demand even during this time. One, students still want to live some of the college life, and the best way to do that is to stay in a house with their friends. Many of the students love to study together or even watch lectures together. Colleges still have plenty of activities where students must collaborate, and several colleges, especially professional schools, still require students to do on-the-job training and/or lab work. I've noticed graduate students especially need to be close to campus because they need to finish their research projects using the instruments the university provides. Two, students can't focus at their parents' house. Several of my tenants have told me about their parents' place being too cramped and chaotic for them to focus on their studies. I know whenever I was living with my parents, I'd get easily distracted and have trouble finishing my schoolwork. Three, college students like their independence. Imagine having a girlfriend or boyfriend and having them over at your parents' place for a romantic movie night. It can get awkward fast, having your parents around during alone time with your significant other. Many college students also enjoy the feeling of being free from their parents telling them what to do. This isn't to say achieving a six-figure rental portfolio is a piece of cake. There are six specific skills you need to master for any market, but especially for student housing. How to commit. Mastering these six skills took me from making only $1,280 on my first property to building a portfolio that makes $10,755 per month in less than 4 years. Communication. This involves being assertive, confident, and able to articulate exactly what you're looking for. Being able to diffuse conflict quickly and make sure your expectations are clear is so essential to successful real estate investing. Offer deal analysis. This involves knowing your numbers and figuring out the market demand wherever you invest. Study investing terms like NOI, cap rate, and CapEx if you don't know them already. Marketing. If you have no tenants, you have no income. Period. Learning how to market yourself so that you always get a steady stream of high-quality tenants is a skill I had to spend the last 5 years perfecting. Management. If you don't want real estate investing to become a full-time second job, then it's important to create systems and processes that help you automate the whole management process for yourself. You can always hire a property manager, but they take a significant chunk of your profit, typically 8 to 12% of your income. Invite negotiation. The key to getting a great price on any deal is negotiating and helping the seller also get what they want, so a win-win scenario is created. We shouldn't shy away from negotiation. Instead, we need to embrace it. Team building. As a real estate investor, to go far, you need a team you can count on. It's more important to get expert advice on something than waste years trying to do it yourself. If you want to fix your iPhone, you're probably not going to try to go through programming school for the next 4 years to fix it. Instead, you're going to walk over to your local Apple store and have them fix it for you. If I want to replace a sewage line, you bet I'm hiring a contractor I can trust to do that job for me. And finally, you need to commit to success, meaning that you make it happen no matter what. You get a nasty tenant or have to drop some hard-earned dough on a costly repair. So what? Pick yourself back up and you'll know better next time. You'll figure things out along the journey because nobody knows everything before they even start. That's why I recommend practicing these skills by being in the game, not on the sidelines. Even better, get a coach who is doing exactly what you want to do, who can help you develop and master these six skills and show you what's truly possible for yourself. Remember, real estate isn't a wait-then-buy game. It's a buy-then-wait game. The worst thing an investor can do is stay stuck in analysis paralysis, watching others build wealth for their families, forever wondering when it will be their turn. If this is you, let me tell you, your turn is now. Once you decide to make it happen, you'll find things will naturally start to fall into place. People will help you along the way. At least that's been my experience. One of the best ways you can get started in real estate investing in the midst of COVID-19 is by investing in student housing. This is not only a safe bet, it's also a proven, highly profitable strategy with low to no eviction risk. You made it through another episode of Bigger Pockets Daily. Did you learn something new? If you still have questions about this subject, jump onto the forums at biggerpockets.com/forum. It's like being at a 24/7 networking event without the business cards and awkward small talk. Otherwise, you know the drill. We'll have another episode waiting for you in the morning.